American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. What are arbitrary collocations? Actually, there's no such term in English grammar. I actually made this term up, and you'll see why in a minute. Break these two words down, and now there's something very important to learn before studying prepositions. The simple way to define the word arbitrary is choice. Sometimes with prepositions, we have choices. There may be more than one way to speak perfect English with prepositions. This is all about choices regarding how we speak, write, listen, and more. What is a collocation, or what is colloquial speech? Colloquial speech is when we use words in a certain way and often have no reason why. Some students want to study and learn every grammar rule by heart. This is a great plan for many parts of English study. Unfortunately, it's not the best when learning prepositions. Study and learn basic word combinations, and you'll be well on your way to speaking English fluently. The top 10 prepositions are for, from, by, into, in, at, on, off, to, and with. To fully understand prepositions and their usage, there are over 70 rules to learn. Now you can see why it's important to study some of the basic preposition rules and not every single one. Three of my favorite prepositions are at, on, in. Start with the physical attributes of these prepositions to better understand them. Here are a few simple rules to remember. At is commonly used with specific places, at the park, at the bank, at my friend's house. Sometimes we use at for exact locations within another place. On is commonly used when two things touch. On the table, on the wall, on the ceiling, on my shoulder, on the shelf. These are physical examples to study and learn first. So what's the difference between physical and phrasal, or let's say idiomatic? Well, idiomatic is something that we can't actually see happening very often, yes? We can see physical things happening, yes? I put my cup on the table, yes? There is a poster on the wall. His hand is on her shoulder. Yes, something like that. There are books on the shelf. These would be literal definitions that we can actually see. You should learn those first before you start learning phrases or phrasal verbs. In is commonly used with limits. Here are some examples. In the room, in the cup, in the city, in the country. Hey, we're in the room because we have walls. Those walls are limits. We have coffee in our cup because a cup has limits. We're somewhere in the city because we have city limits. We're somewhere in the country because we have borders. So when you think about the preposition in, very often we use the preposition in with limits. Remember, English has a basic foundation of rules, and at the same time, most grammar rules have exceptions. Work with your teacher to better understand prepositions. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.